It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Maury Povich announces paternity results for an orangutan.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Brought to you in part by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate. Hello, Kevin. Hello,
hi, guys. Kevin. I do not know if you're ready for what I'm about to do.
Well, let's probably find out.
With Christmas right around the corner, we are all fathers, except for Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you never know.
Okay.
Hey.
Excuse me?
Easy.
But, you know, Steve is not going to a big Christmas celebration, so he doesn't need to show off anyways.
Sure, yeah.
The rest of us are going to be around other people.
Oh.
And
stand out.
We're all dads.
Right.
And yeah. I think it's only appropriate if I give you guys a repertoire of some great Christmas jokes.
Oh, excellent.
You think so? You think you're ready for it?
Sure.
Yes.
I'm sure, he says.
I'm ready. I'm 100% no,
yeah,
ready.
You guys are going to love this. I can tell you that right now. What do you get if you eat your Christmas decorations?
Ooh.
Tinselitis.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Anyone still wait use a minute. Tinsel?
Why did the Christmas tree go to the doctor? Tinselitis.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, they were on the same page.
Yeah.
Sounds very familiar.
Okay, right. What do you call a bunch of chess players bragging about their game in a hotel lobby?
Wow, that's very specific.
Chestnuts boasting in an open foyer.
I like wow. it. I like it a lot.
That was really something.
Kind of a stretch.
Really.
Yeah, I love that.
That was a real. I really enjoyed that one.
I did too.
Did you hear about the guy who stole the advent calendar?
No.
He got 25 days.
Oh, okay. Jeez Louise.
This is news?
Yeah, it
this
is.
This is news. It is. Monty, it's I'm preparing news. You.
I just it was right.
Jokes for to Christmas, everybody yeah. for Christmas.
Okay.
Man.
No, I'm just checking.
I mean, just a fair question, but I do love it.
Hey, Kevin?
Uh-oh. Yes.
Sorry, I'm late, said the broom. I overswept.
Okay, but that's not a Christmas joke.
No,
that's
it's not. Yeah. But you have to sweep up the tinsel, the, I was yeah. thinking. See?
Why don't you just ask Siri for a Christmas joke? Go ahead. Let's hear
should
what you
I
got.
Do it right
yeah.
now?
Yeah, yeah,
let's see,
yeah,
let's see what you got. I mean, you're not going to compete there. With Kevin.
Sorry,
but.
Sorry, Kevin.
I'll do one more while we're waiting.
Okay.
You got a call.
Why does Santa go down the chimney on Christmas Eve?
I don't know.
Because it suits him.
Hey.
This is a joke.
Siri, tell us a Christmas joke.
You're in the emergency mode.
I am.
Oh, my God.
He held the button too long.
Siri, tell us a Christmas joke. She's not going to do it.
Try again. Okay. The police are arriving.
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
I know you don't. Siri, tell us a Christmas joke. Okay, let's do it. One more time.
Don't you have to say, hey, Siri?
Well, I could.
Hey, Siri.
Come on here.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey, Siri, tell us a Christmas joke.
What do you give a Christmas tree with bad breath? Ornaments.
Ornaments.
Ornaments. Okay. You know, I don't hate it.
It was a long way to go.
Yeah, was the payoff worth it?
I don't know. It was great.
How about this one?
Kevin's are definitely next level. Those are the ones you got to do some thinking, you know? Yeah. It's like that whole soot one I didn't get.
Chestnut.
Oh, it took you a minute?
Well, because I thought it was, you know, why is he afraid to get stuck in the chimney? I know he has claustrophobia.
Yes, that's true. What do you call a bad little kid who just doesn't believe in Santa?
Monty.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that could be.
I'm sorry.
Seems like he might have been one of these kids.
He's standing right there.
That's true.
Santa, right here, Jack.
He doesn't believe in Santa. He's known as a rebel without a clause.
Hey, that would be Monty.
Yeah.
What nationality, speaking of Monty, what nationality is Santa Claus?
Norwegian?
Nope, North Polish.
Okay. That one's good. I like that one. Finish?
Krinkolinski.
You know what brand of motorcycle he rides, right?
Uh-uh.
Holy Davidson. Or Holly Davidson.
Or Holly.
Holly.
Either one.
Yeah.
Did you guys, this isn't a joke.
Okay. Well, this is more of a story.
This is a story. Did you hear about the gingerbread man that had to go into the doctor?
Oh, no.
Yeah. He was complaining of a very sore knee. Mm-hmm. And the doctor just said to him, well, have you tried icing it?
Okay. I like it.
I do too.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Are you here all alone?
Kevin James.
I'm 8 years old. You think I'd be here alone? I don't think so.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, everybody. Hey, Friday crew's in here. Kevin, do you have a final story, or would you like to pass on it and do some audio Christmas greetings instead?
You know what? We could pass. Let's do the audio Christmas greetings. We need to wrap those up.
All right. Brought to you in part by the Goodfeet store. Monty, do you want to go first or second?
I can go first.
There's just the two of us left. Do you want some music behind yours?
Well, yeah, in just a second. I've got a story.
Oh, you've got a story, a lead-in. Oh.
But it's prefaced with a joke.
Oh, wow. So look at this.
Before the music.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, we'll just start with the joke.
By the way, what kind of music are you looking for? Upbeat, mid, slow? What do you got?
Mid-range.
Mid-range.
Yeah, let's do a mid-range.
Some mid-tempo.
Yeah, mid-tempo.
There you go.
It's a chooses about music.
About a 3-beat, maybe.
Okay, sure, yeah. Give me the beats per minute, and we'll work it out.
Okay. First off, Warren just released a new novel. He calls it War and Peace.
Hey.
I asked if it's anything like War and Peace, and he said, nah, it's mostly just me apologizing to my neighbors for my late night singing.
Okay.
That's true.
That is good.
Yeah, that's
good.
True.
Am I supposed to start the music now?
Yeah. Okay. Now would be a good time.
All right. Well, here we go. I want to make sure I do it at the right time.
Yeah. Ready? Yeah. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Warren woke up on Christmas morning feeling spry. He threw on his plaid pajamas, grabbed his fluffy reindeer slippers, and stepped outside to admire the freshly fallen snow. But instead of a gentle hush of winter wonderland, he was greeted by absolute chaos. Three ostriches were sprinting down the field, heads turned back as they eyed a passing bus, and bam, they slammed straight into the neighbor's old hay barn.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hay exploding everywhere like confetti at a party nobody asked for. With a sigh, Warren hopped onto his pogo stick. His sleigh was in the shop getting a new transfer case.
Always.
Every day.
And he bounded over to the chaos. He found the barn's door swinging on its hinges and ostriches tangled in tinsel, half-chewed candy canes. The bus they had chased had long since disappeared into the snowy horizon, leaving these big birds wobbling around like confused parade floats. As Warren took in the absurd sight, he couldn't help but grin. This was exactly the sort of oddball Christmas miracle he would remember long after the tinsel tarnished and the candy canes became toothpicks. After all, nothing says holiday cheer like ostriches, barnyard slapstick, and a strong cup of peppermint cocoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job, Monty. Yeah. Woo! That was awesome.
That was great.
Good job.
Way to go, Monty.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful story.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
A plus.
I know. It brought tears to my eyes, actually.
So, does Steve know this whole origin story?
I don't think
story?
He knows that. He
I still enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a real thing? Warren, you can tell that quick, real quick?
Yeah.
My neighbors had ostriches. They were raising them. And every single morning and every single night when the bus would come down the hill, they'd run towards the barn looking back at the bus, and they'd miss the door every time. Bang! And they'd hit it, and they'd fall down. Every
and it's a big metal
time.
Shop, so it was just like a
huge
dong.
Great big
like
metal barn.
The gong almost.
Metal-sided barn, and they would crash into it.
So what did you do to fix that?
I didn't do anything, and they're not mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just watched them.
Watch and laugh, I think, at that point. That's all you need to do.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay,
that's really something.
I've got Monty, and Monty, here is your poem.
Oh, great.
Here's your poem.
Poem.
Here's your poem. This is a story of a friend of mine. Some say he's unique, he's one of a kind. Underneath that hat, you'll find his short hair, but when it comes to unders, you won't find them down there. He's got tractors and trucks and all kinds of stuff. He seems super nice, even though he acts kind of gruff. He watched Warren down the stairs take a tumble. But if you ask him about it, all he'll do is mumble. We gave him a tough time about his prominent nose and in the summer his gross sandal toes. What he does for a job, we aren't sure it's legal. But we do know he once was in Up With People. It's been 29 years that he's been on the show, which is a bit strange since we pay him no dough. He's quick with a joke that you're the butt of, but if you're stuck in the snow, he'll give you a shove. He's a one of a kind and a pain in the...
Merry Christmas.
But in the Jay and Kevin school, he's head of the class. Yeah.
He's got seniority, that's for sure.
Beautiful. What a tribute.
What a tribute. What a deal.
Heartwarming.
Yeah. My heart is so warm.
I would imagine it is. That might be from the treats. Too much sugar.
That could be.
Could be.
Guys, thanks for doing all the Christmas audio gift cards. That was great.
Fun. Yeah.
They were all good, weren't they?
Yeah.
You can catch them all up on the podcast. And Steve, are you putting, or did you already up on social today, our fiddling friends? Or
It is taking a while, but it is currently loading.
It's like a two-hour video, so it's going to take a minute to load, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was very nice.
Yep.
Very nice.
What a Christmas show, guys.
I'll say.
I'm just curious, how's your brain power right now?
What?
Yes. Warren had trouble with Siri, so I don't know, how are you feeling?
I feel pretty good, though.
Okay, all right, because, you know, you got a contest coming up, Bruce.
We do?
Huh?
Uh-oh.
I know. Ready. Are you ready? For
is
I mean,
though?
Beat the show is coming up. I'm just curious.
Oh,
where
we're,
yeah.
Oh,
sure.
I thought it was Bruce's beard. So it just, so that's how good my mental capacity is right now.
You don't even know what time of day it is.
Nope, no idea.
That's the beauty of it. Sometimes you lose track.
Is the topic going to be Christmas?
Look at you.
Have
you
been
cheating and looking at the notes?
I haven't.
You little rascal, Monty.
Wow.
You little rascal.
I mean,
I've eaten 2 sugar cookies, one of the wreaths. A donut.
Oh, my.
I
need some carrots.
Kevin, he's like your granddaughter, I'm sure, where he's about that age. You just keep eating and eating and eating.
Yeah,
it's in front of you, so you eat it.
And lots of coffee.
So how you feeling?
Oh. I feel okay.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I think I got a headache.
Again, I would imagine.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
I'm trying to find a gentleman doll.
Me too.
Do you have any more in the back?
Kevin James.
What? What's he laughing?
What's he gonna say? These guys are looking for a Turbo Man?
A gentleman doll, yes.
They're looking for Turbo Man.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I don't know. It still makes me laugh. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's dumb and it makes me laugh. It's like a show. Yeah. Guys, it is. I know.
It is.
It is what? It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
What?
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
What?
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you, sir?
Oh, pretty good.
Hey, it's Mike.
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Oh, good.
Oh, boy. He's like a kid with a shiny tool. You might not know him, Warren.
I might not
know Mike.
Oh.
Yeah,
but I mean, you were acting like you did.
Seems like it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Just
out of curiosity, Mike, do you know Warren?
No, I do not know Warren.
Is there a part of you that would like to, or are you more glad you don't? Yeah.
I
see, he said sure. What a nice person.
That's nice. Thanks, Mike.
Christmas time.
Yeah. Christmas time. Yeah, he's being generous.
All right. Mike and I went to different schools.
I don't know Warren because he worked at a different Napa than the one that I go to.
Oh.
Parts
have brought many people together.
Yeah. Yes, they have.
They really have, yeah.
Well, Mike
they
and
have
I went
to Warren.
I get it. Parts together.
Yeah.
Parts together.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Yeah.
All right, get out.
Mike and I went to different schools together.
Goodbye.
Okay,
goodbye.
Okay,
we're done with the jokes. Goodbye.
Different schools together?
That's the joke, Steve.
Oh, okay.
That's a joke, Steve. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, it's Christmas. I assume that's our category then, Steve?
Yeah, you would assume correctly.
All right. Let's do it. Mike, it's 7 questions in 60 seconds. Pass if you get stuck, buddy, okay?
All right. Let's see what we do.
All right, bud.
Okay. In the movie Miracle on 34th Street, where does Kris Kringle work at?
Macy's.
What is the song that has the lyrics "City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style"?
Pass.
Name one of Santa's reindeer that starts with the letter D.
D? Mm-hmm. Dancer.
In Home Alone, what is the name of the bandits trying to rob the house?
The Wet Bandits.
All I Want for Christmas Is You singer Mariah Carey was married to what famous comedian and TV host?
Nick Cannon.
What Christmas song has the line, "The weather outside is frightful"?
If there's no place to go.
What Christmas movie has the character named...
Let It Snow.
Oh, he got
sorry.
It. Oh, yeah.
He got there.
Okay. What Christmas movie has the character named Clark Griswold?
Christmas Vacation.
City Sidewalks, Busy Sidewalks, Dressed in Holiday Style.
You're not going to need it, Mike. Don't worry about it. All right, fellas.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you're fine. Merry
Christmas.
I have a crystal ball. I believe Monty gets the extra question today. Congratulations, Monty, on that.
That's great.
All right.
He seems very excited.
He does seem very, very lackadaisical.
Very fantastic.
That.
It might be the right one to have it.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So you're first, Monty, and then over to you, Bruce, and on we go. Okay. Remember, answer only your question. On only your question, and let's see how we do.
Right.
In the movie Miracle on 34th Street, where does Kris Kringle work at?
Pass.
Mm-hmm. What is the song that has the lyrics, "City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style"?
In the air there.
Don't sing. Just let him answer.
It's my answer. You're interrupting. Pass.
Thank you, Bruce.
Name one of Santa's reindeer that starts with the letter D.
Donner.
In Home Alone, what is the name of the bandits trying to rob the house?
The Wet Bandits.
All I Want for Christmas Is You singer Mariah Carey was married to what famous comedian and TV host?
Mariah Carey. Don't know that one. Pass.
What Christmas song has the line, "The weather outside is frightful"?
Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. I think that's the name.
It's me, Let It Snow.
Mm-hmm. What Christmas movie has a character named Clark Griswold?
Christmas Vacation.
Good job, Monty. Way to finish strong there, guys.
Good job
on the loss. Let's see how we did.
That's a good one.
In the movie Miracle on 34th Street, where does Kris Kringle work at?
Also bad English, but...
Is it?
Typesetter?
Mike said Macy's.
Macy's.
Yeah, Macy's. Yeah. Right.
There you go.
And Monty said pass.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Mike's had enough of this. He's getting out of his car.
Yeah, he is.
I know.
One nothing.
What is the song that has the lyrics, "City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holidays"?
Yeah, Mike couldn't get there on that one. Bruce chastised Warren for singing, then passed.
Silver Bells.
Silver Bells. You do have to sing it, though.
You gave that answer with a bit of an attitude, Steve, and I don't like it.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
It's Christmas time.
It's Silver Bells, boys.
Yeah, he did. He's chastising.
Ding-a-ling.
Well, let's not call names. Mike, 1-0.
Name one of Santa's reindeer that starts with the letter D.
Dancer for Mike, Donner for Warren. Nicely done.
Dasher Dance.
Yeah. Okay.
Leave it at that.
Yep.
2-1 in favor of Mike.
In Home Alone, what is the name of the bandits trying to rob the house?
Wet Bandits for All.
Yeah, Wet Bandits.
Oh, they're famous. They are so famous.
Yeah, 3-2 in favor of Mike.
I thought that one was going to be very hard.
No.
What was their name in the second one?
That's a great question.
Do you know the answer?
I know it. Oh. Yeah, I know it.
I have no idea.
Oh, man, I can't think of it, Mike.
It's called the Sticky Bandits.
Yeah. That's right.
One bonus point from
they leave sticks everywhere?
That's not.
No, his hand has tape on it, and he sticks it in a thing and grabs a bunch of change.
Oh,
so he tells
them
that they're the Sticky Bandit.
This guy knows. He knows.
Wow.
Yeah, guys, maybe some learning would be good for you guys.
Perhaps, yeah.
Mike with an unsurmountable lead. But anyway, let's play it out.
All I Want for Christmas Is You singer Mariah Carey was married to what famous comedian and TV host?
Mike had Nick Cannon. Bruce had,
Oh, yeah, Nick Cannon. I could see him, but I couldn't say his name. Yeah.
I couldn't see him.
he's probably pretty tall.
He's the guy with a lot of kids.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
that's a true story.
What Christmas song has the line, "The weather outside is frightful"?
Everybody got Let Us Know. Good job.
Let Us Know.
Well done. Mike got it. Warren got it. Well done, fellas. It's 1-4.
What Christmas movie has a character named Clark Griswold?
And everybody got Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Mike's going to win himself a little Christmas stocking stuff for the Friday crew. You know, awesome. We're going to give you a round of applause anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Finish the year strong.
Yeah, well done, guys. Indaba Coffee Roasters for you, Mike, a $25 gift card, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, have a Merry Christmas, buddy. Hold on for one sec.
You guys, too. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Very generous.
See you, Mike.
A little late.
Okay.
See you, Mike.
He'll hear it on the podcast.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Have you ever noticed that everything seems wonderful at Christmas?
Kevin James.
God bless us, everyone.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Big Christmas show today. Kevin, I started something new today. First time I think I've ever done it. It's like, you know, everybody's, you know, at their mics, at the ready, and when Monty's over in the corner not paying attention, I started calling him.
Oh, did you really? Fun.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I was paying attention.
I just reached over to my phone and dialed his phone.
Like, hi there.
Yeah.
Literally trying to send a file to somebody. There's a phone call.
Yeah.
I've sent about four of them today to files.
Did you?
Yes, to my friends to get out of jail.
Yeah.
What? See, that was.
Yeah, it wasn't funny.
Oh.
It's the Jay and Kevin show stat of the day.
Might have to slow the jokes down for Steve. He's trying to keep up over there.
I'm getting a look from Kevin, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you know it's bad.
Yeah.
Well, we'll start with this.
Okay.
74% of us will watch a Christmas movie between now and Christmas Day.
Ooh, boy. Oh,
do you think that we will hold true to that? Will we watch a Christmas movie between now and Christmas Day?
What do you think,
Day?
Monty?
Well, yeah.
You will?
You will.
Oh, I did yesterday.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Die Hard.
Die Hard? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
Yeah. Warren, Christmas movie?
Probably.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Because Lori likes...
She loves those Christmas
movies. Well, you got your Hallmark ones, but can you...
Why don't you watch a regular one?
Would you be able to watch, like, another fun...
A regular one?
Yeah, not a Hallmark one.
It's true. They're not regular. They're irregular.
Hallmark's is a Christmas Vacation, something like that.
Something funny. Yeah. Santa Claus...
Yeah.
Christmas Chronicles.
Yeah. Sorry.
That movie's great.
It is actually great. It's underrated.
What's that?
Christmas Chronicles.
Oh, I love that show. Yeah.
We actually watched a Christmas movie the other evening. It's from 1964. Burl Ives was the voice of the snowman. Remember Burl Ives?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. That was kind of fun to watch again, I guess.
Frosty the Snowman.
Is that what it was? I don't know. I can't remember.
Happy birthday.
I think that's Rudolph.
Oh, well, yeah, Burl Ives is the Rudolph.
Yeah, I think that's Rudolph. Yeah, you scared me, but it is. I'm pretty sure that's Rudolph, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
No, that's
Rudolph. Yeah, it's just that he's got a talking snowman. Right? The talking snowman does the narration of the
movie. Yeah, that's he has the narrator.
Yeah.
That's the one where he
Happy Birthday is from the other one, but the Burl Ives one is where he narrates the Rudolph story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we're right. Mm-hmm. We're all right.
And that was it all cleared up.
Did we, though?
No.
So will you or will you not watch another one?
Probably.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. I'd say choose wisely, friend.
Yes.
Might be the only one you get.
Funny. Yeah.
I just watched that the other day.
You watched Choose Wisely, friend?
Well, Brewster.
Oh, yeah.
Will you watch one?
Oh, probably be Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
I like that one.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Nice. Yeah.
Steve, will you watch a Christmas movie between now and Christmas?
Yeah, I'm feeling like a Home Alone or a Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Yeah. I don't know that if I'm going to because of the traveling thing and the time in Arizona will be very fast and very busy. I mean, my daughter has put out a spreadsheet, so...
Oh, I'm sure she has.
I don't think there's a free moment. I'm not lying.
There won't be a time at night where you're all staying at the same place where you'd watch a movie.
Right, I don't think so. Yeah. No. But maybe Christmas Eve, because we're back by Christmas Eve, and just my wife and I probably watch a movie then. Yes, Warren?
Lori said last night, do you think Jay and Denise will ever move, like when Jay and Denise retire out of their big house? And I said, oh, their daughter has it all planned.
Oh, yeah.
She looked at me, what?
Yeah, it's not my decision, like anything has been for the last 30 years. I don't know how that works. But what a great question for your wife, and very nice of her to think of us.
Yeah.
Tell her thank you for the thought. We appreciate that. Kevin, will you watch a movie?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Will you watch many movies, do you think? And are they going to be the funny ones?
You know what? I think I'll get at least two in.
Good effort. Yeah, I like it.
I feel like a Home Alone with my granddaughter.
Why don't you watch Home Alone with Steve so he doesn't have to be
Home Alone?
Thanks, guys, for playing along.
Oh, yeah, we could do that, Steve.
I mean, there is that option.
The waist.
Bring the popcorn.
Seems like he's really in favor of
it. Kind
of
wait. Yeah, there is that option.
That did not sound good, Kev. Sorry to tell you.
I don't know. Kevin, his brother, your brother, invited me over, so I think I'll go there.
Yeah, right. That would be funny. Right. Keith invites Steve over.
Steve over, yeah. But not me.
Yeah. We're watching Home Alone.
And the other stat of the day has to do with Christmas as well.
Okay.
And it's another one of these, will you do it between now and Christmas Day? It says 64% of people will go shopping between now and Christmas Day.
64%.
Wow.
Yeah. That seems actually a little low.
Does grocery shopping
really
count?
No, sir.
I bet not. No.
Probably okay,
not.
Then no.
No for you.
I'm not going to fit in that.
No. What do you say, Warren?
No, pretty much got mine all done.
You're done.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce, there's no way, right?
No.
Heavens no.
Heavens no.
I don't, I think there is a moment when we're on vacation that there is a plan for shopping, if I remember the spreadsheet, but I am not involved in that.
It's 32 minutes, isn't it?
It's 4 hours.
4 hours?
Yeah, and I think I am golfing.
Got the pass?
I think I'm golfing.
Golfing.
Yeah. Nice. I think it was dad takes the boys golfing while the girls shop, and I'm like very stereotypical, and thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you bet. Everybody's happy.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think I'm dismissed, so I'm going to go with a no. Kevin, you're not shopping, are you?
I mean, yeah, I'm probably going to have to.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
what are you doing?
If I can't get anything that I need.
He's got to get your present, Steve.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
If I don't. Like, if I'm looking on Amazon or whatever, I'm doing, and I can't find...
You can't get the overnight delivery?
I can't get it in time, then, I'll have to go do a little looking.
Yeah.
It won't be much, though.
Yeah, more buying than shopping, right?
Yeah.
That's the time of year. This is the time of year. We're not shopping. You're just buying. You go in, you go, I think I want this. Oh, that's close enough. See ya. Yeah. Definitely, I'm with you on that.
If you're asking for suggestions, Kevin, I want a battery-powered grease gun.
Oh!
Battery-powered grease gun. Uh-huh. Okay, my son just bought a battery-powered caulking gun.
Oh. Those are cool.
Caulk gun.
I like mine.
Wow.
I don't have one of those.
Would that work? Could you put grease in it?
Well, probably not.
You can borrow it.
You want it out of that. It's in the living room right now. Yeah. So, you can go ahead and...
I was like, do you need that? Oh, yeah.
Do you need that? That is a silly question from somebody who shouldn't be talking about needs and wants, Kevin.
That's true.
Or tools.
Yeah, you should know better than that. What do you want, Monty? If you were just to say, hey, I could use a...
Wow, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, see, this is what your problem is. You got to have a list in your head.
I don't.
Okay. What do you say, Bruce? What do you want? What do you want for Christmas?
Well, probably another box of ammunition.
Ammo does I
to shoot it up. Wow.
Are you hunting drones? What are we doing over there?
Yeah, really? Yeah,
I'm getting ready.
Yeah.
You might as well be ready.
Yeah, that's right.
Jay needs a new drill.
Yeah, apparently. I laid mine down somewhere and I can't find it. Darn kids or the dogs who don't live there. I don't know what's going on. Steve, what are you getting?
Maybe like a grease-powered wrench or something.
He wins.
As bad as Kevin.
Grease-powered.
You got one of those laying around, Kev?
Oh, tons of them.
Your son got a couple of those grease-powered wrenches? Those things are handy, man. I don't know. I've never even seen one.
I haven't either.
They're unique, too.
They are.
Clearly. Oh, Kevin.
Whoa.